हरे कृष्णा, द गीता इज टू इम्पॉर्टेंट टू बी लेफ्ट टू स्कॉलर्स अलोन. समटाइम्स सम पीपल फील इंटिमिडेटेड वाइल स्टडिंग द भगवद गीता बिकॉज दे फील दैट इट इज टू फिलोसॉफिकल, टू टेक्निकल एंड आई विल नॉट बी एबल टू अंडरस्टैंड इट. एंड दिस सॉर्ट ऑफ फीलिंग ऑफ इंटिमिडेशन can lead to the Bhagavad Gita being left to the scholars alone. And the Bhagavad Gita, yes, it's definitely a scholarly book in the sense that it's a deep analysis, it's profound imports, and its overall coherence that can provide hours and years and lifetimes of intellectual engagement and fulfillment for scholars who seek intellectual stimulation. But at the same time, although it is a scholarly book, it is not a book only for scholars. That means it is primarily a book, it is a guidebook for living, it is a manual for living and a guidebook for loving. It enables us to learn how to live in this world and how to direct our heart's love in such a way that we can attain ultimate fulfillment in life, that we can learn to love Krishna and attain Krishna thereof. Krishna, the Bhagavad Gita explains, is the absolute truth. He is the source and sustainer of all of existence, and he is the ultimate aspiration of our hearts, longing for love. To the extent we learn to love Krishna, to that extent we can find our lasting fulfillment. And thus, the Bhagavad Gita's or description of various yogas is ultimately meant to direct us towards the path of bhakti yoga, as is indicated in its own conclusion in 18.66, when it states that mam hi partha vyap. So it says that sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami ma shuchaha. It says that give up all varieties of religion, just surrender unto me, I will protect you from all sinful reactions. So Krishna is telling over here that we need to simply move on, that we just give up all other paths and embrace the path of love, practice bhakti yoga and learn and love him. He'll protect us from all consequences. So this stress that the Bhagavad Gita's call is ultimately a call for love. And this call for love, it can use the intelligence, but it does not depend on the intelligence. So if we succumb to the temptation for over-intellectualism while studying the Bhagavad Gita, then we get caught in its technicalities and we don't learn to strive to offer our heart to Krishna. And what will bring fulfillment to the heart is the redirection of our heart's loving propensity towards Krishna. It is not just the comprehension of the philosophical conundrums that we may find in the Gita. And the Gita also stresses this call for devotion when it says that even non-intellectual people can move onwards in their love for Krishna. Mam hi partha vyapa ashritya yepi syo papa yonayaha striyo vaishya satha shudras te piyanti param gatim te piyanti param gatim. Even they can attain supreme perfection. Who? Those who are low-born papa yonayaha, and those who are Mam hipa, those who take shelter of me, even they be shudras, vaishyas or women, whoever they may be, they all can attain perfection by the practice of bhakti. So that means Krishna is telling, inviting everyone to practice bhakti, not just the intellectuals, not just the scholars. And when we understand that it's a manual for living, then we understand that scholars who may fall to the temptation of living excessively in their head and not living according to their hearts, they may not actually be the best persons to represent or teach the Gita. We need those who live according to the Gita's conclusion, and that is to love Krishna. And that's why those who are devoted to Krishna can best explain the Gita in a way that is practical and practically transformational. And of course, devotees can be scholars, but what gives them the ability to truly explain the Gita in a transformational way is not just their scholarship, it is their devotion. So we shouldn't let ourselves be intimidated in our Gita study by thinking that it is too complex and leave it to the scholars. Rather, we focus on the Gita's practical call for practicing bhakti and thus make the Gita a book that guides and transforms our life. Thank you. Hare Krishna.